Program payments.
With large supplies and trade-related issues, regional basis levels are wide. Ag Country Farm Credit Services market education specialist Katie Miller doesn't foresee a quick fix to basis.
With the trade situation we have, that PNW route is really blocked up. It takes a long time to get that unplugged, even after the trade situation. So you say maybe 3 months to unplug it. Well, now we're in the middle of Brazilian harvest, so I have a tough time seeing the soybean basis fixing anytime soon. Corn, you know, like I said, it's been a decent basis, and that'll probably continue, you know, until we get to May or so, depending on what sort of planting weather we have, things like that.
When it comes to the basics of basis, Miller says farmers should start moving bushels sooner rather than later.
But if you can start looking at that basis, say, you know, March, April, May, elevators might be a little bit more willing to bid up for those bushels, make sure they get some stuff coming in. And then after that, yeah, then we can, you know, move around with the rest of the bushels. But at least you know you'll have the space, you know you have your cash taken care of. The other part is, you know, be pretty familiar with your historical basis. Know what is a good basis, what's not a good basis. And so you can kind of gauge, you know, what those numbers are. And they change a little bit over time. But overall, you're going to get a good feeling for your local area.
Listen to more of the conversation by visiting the Rural Perspectives podcast section at rrfn.com. Rural Perspectives is brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services. North